Yanny dictated to Franklin the names that John Mistroff had given up. Four of them corresponded with names Reacher had already heard. Charlie Smith, Konstantin Raskin, Vladimir Shumilov, and Pavel Sokolov. The fifth was Grigor Linsky, which Reacher figured had to be the damaged man in the boxy suit, because the sixth name had been given simply as Zek Chelovek.
I thought you said Zek was a word.
It is, and so is Chelovek. It's a transliteration of their word for human being. Zek Chelovek means prisoner, human being, like prisoner man.
The others aren't using code names.
Neither is the Zek, probably. Maybe that's all he's got left. Maybe he forgot his real name. Maybe we all would, in the gulag.
You sound sorry for him, Yanny said.
I'm not sorry for him. I'm just trying to understand him.
No mention of my father, Helen said.
Reacher nodded. The Zek is the puppet master. He's at the top of the tree.
Which means my father is just an employee.
Don't worry about that now. Focus on Rosemary. Franklin used an online map and figured out that the address John Mistroff had spilled related to a stone-crushing plant built next to a quarry 8 miles north and west of the city. Then he searched the tax rolls and confirmed that Specialized Services of Indiana was its registered owner. Then he searched the rolls all over again and found that the only other real estate registered to the trust was a house on the lot adjacent to the stone-crushing plant. Yanny said she knew the area. Anything else out there? Reacher asked her. She shook her head.
Nothing but farmland for miles.
Okay, there you go. That's where Rosemary is. He checked his watch. 10 o'clock in the evening.
So what now?
Yanny asked. Now we wait.
For what?
For cash to get here from Kentucky. And then we wait some more.
For what?
Reacher smiled. For the dead of night? Franklin made coffee. Yanny told TV stories about people she had known, about things she had seen, about governors' girlfriends, politicians' wives' lovers, rigged ballots, crooked unions, about acres of marijuana growing behind circular screens of tall corn on the edges of Indiana fields. Then Franklin talked about his years as a cop. Then Reacher talked about his years since the Army, the wandering, the exploring, his rootless, invisible life. Helen Roden said nothing at all. At 11 o'clock exactly, they heard the rattle of a big diesel engine beating off the brick outside. Reacher stepped to the window and saw Cash's Humvee nosing onto the parking apron. Too noisy, he thought. We can't use it. Or maybe we can. The Marines are here, he said. They heard Cash's feet on the outside stairs, heard his knock on the door. Reacher went out to the hallway to open up. Cash came in, brisk, solid, reassuring. He was dressed all in black. Black canvas pants, black canvas windbreaker. Reacher introduced him all around. Yanny, Franklin, Helen Roden. Everyone shook hands and Cash took a seat. Inside 20 minutes he was up to speed and totally on board.
Do we have a plan?
We're about to make one, Reacher said. Yanny went out to her car for the maps. Franklin cleared away the coffee cups and made space on the table. Yanny chose the right map, spread it out flat.
It's like a giant chessboard out there, she said. Every square is a field 100 yards across. There are roads laid out in a grid, north to south, west to east, about 20 fields apart. Then she pointed, slim finger, painted nail. But right here, we've got 2 roads that meet, and southeast of the corner they make, we've got an empty space 3 fields wide and 5 fields high. No agriculture there. The northern part is the stone-crushing plant, and the house is south of it. I've seen it, and it stands about 200 yards off the road, all alone in the middle of absolutely nothing. No landscaping, no vegetation, but no fence, either.
Flat?
Reacher asked.
As a pool table.
Dark out there, Cash said. As the Earl of Hell's waistcoat, Reacher said. And I guess if there's no fence, it means they're using cameras, with some kind of thermal imaging at night, some kind of infrared.
How fast can you run 200 yards?
Cash asked.
Me? Slow enough they could mail order a rifle to shoot me with.
What's the best approach?
walk in from the north, Reacher said. Without a doubt. We could get into the stone place straight off the road and just hike through it. Then we could lie up as long as we wanted. Good concealment until the last minute. Can't walk in from anywhere if they've got thermal cameras. We'll worry about that later. Okay, but they'll anticipate the north. Reacher nodded. We'll pass on the north. Too obvious. South or east would be next best, because presumably the driveway comes in from the west. Probably too straight and too open. They'll be thinking the same thing. Makes us both right. I kind of like the driveway, Reacher said. What will it be, paved?
Crushed limestone, Yanny said. They've got plenty to spare.
Noisy. It'll have retained a little daytime heat, Reacher said. It'll be warmer than the dirt. It'll put a stripe of color down their thermal picture. If the contrast isn't great, it'll give a shadow zone either side.
Are you kidding? You're going to be 40 or 50 degrees hotter than ambient temperature. You're going to show up like a road flare.
They're going to be paying attention south and east.
Not exclusively.
You got a better idea?
What about a full frontal assault with vehicles?
Reacher smiled.
If it absolutely positively has to be destroyed by morning, call the United States Marine Corps.
Got that right.
Too dangerous. We can't give them a second's warning, and we can't turn the place into a free fire zone. We got Rosemary to think about.
Nobody spoke.
I like the driveway, Reacher said again.
Cash glanced at Helen Roden.
We could just call in the cops. You know, if it's the DA who's the bad guy here. A couple of SWAT teams could do it.
Same problem, Reacher said. Rosemary would be dead before they got near the door.
Cut the power lines? Kill the cameras?
Same problem. It's an announcement ahead of time.
Your call.
The driveway. I like the driveway.
But what about the cameras?
I'll think of something.
He stepped over to the table, stared down at the map. Then he turned back to Cash.
Does your truck have a CD player?
Cash nodded.
Part of the comfort package.
Do you mind if Franklin drives it?
Franklin can have it. I'd prefer a sedan.
Okay, your Humvee is our approach vehicle. Franklin can drive us there, let us out, and then get straight back here.
Us? Yanny said. Are we all going?
You bet your ass, Reacher said. Four of us there, with Franklin back here as the comm center.
Good.
We need cell phones.
I've got one, Yanny said.
Me too,
Cash said.
Me too, Helen said.
I don't, Reacher said.
Franklin took a small Nokia out of his pocket.
Take mine.
Reacher took it. Can you set up a conference call? Four cell phones and your desk phone as soon as you get back here?
Franklin nodded.
Give me your numbers.
And turn the ringers off.
When are we doing this?
Cash asked. 4 o'clock in the morning is my favorite time, but they'll be expecting that. We learned it from them. 4 in the morning is when the KGB went knocking on doors. Least resistance. It's a biorhythm thing. So we'll surprise them. We'll do it at 2:30.
If you surprise them, you don't have to hit them very hard,
Yanny said. Reacher shook his head.
In this situation, if we surprise them, they won't hit me very hard. Where am I going to be?
Southwest corner of the gravel plant. Looking south and east at the house, you can cover the west and the north side simultaneously with your rifle.
Okay.
What did you bring for me? Cash dug in the pocket of his windbreaker and came out with a knife in a sheath. He tossed it across the room. Reacher caught it. It was a standard issue Navy SEAL SRK, their survival rescue knife. Carbon steel, black epoxy, 7-inch blade. Not new.
This is it? All I've got. The only weapons I own are my rifle and that knife.
You're kidding.
I'm a businessman, not a psycho. Christ's sake, Gunny, I'll be taking a knife to a gunfight? Isn't it supposed to be the other way around? All I've got. Great. You can take a gun from the first one you cut. Face it. If you don't get close enough to cut one of them, you aren't going to win anyway.
Reacher said nothing.
They waited.
Midnight. 12:30. Yanny fiddled with her cell phone and made a call. Reacher ran through the plan one more time, first in his head, then out loud, until everyone was clear. Details, dispositions, refinements, adjustments.
But we might still change everything when we get there.
no substitute for seeing the actual terrain. They waited. 1 o'clock. 1:30. Reacher started to allow himself to think about the end game, about what would come after the victory. He turned to Franklin. Who's Emerson's number two?
A woman called Donna Bianca.
Is she any good?
She's his number two.
She'll need to be there. Afterward. It's going to be a real three-ring circus. Too much for one pair of hands. I want you to bring Emerson and Donna Bianca out there. And Alex Roden, of course. After we win.
They'll be in bed.
So wake them up.
If we win.
At 1:45, people started to get restless. Helen Roden stepped over and squatted down next to Reacher. She picked up the knife, looked at it, put it back down.
Why are you doing this?
Because I can, and because of the girl.
You'll get yourself killed.
Unlikely. These are old men and idiots. I've survived worse.
You're just saying that.
If I get in okay, I'll be safe enough. Room to room isn't hard. People get very scared with a prowler loose in the house. They hate it.
But you won't get in okay. They'll see you coming.
Reacher dug in his left-hand pocket and came out with the shiny new quarter that had bothered him in the car, handed it to her.
For you.
She looked at it.
Something to remember you by?
Something to remember tonight by. Then he checked his watch, stood up.
Let's do it.